We're talking about a really, really, I think, interesting piece here in the Tomer Devorah. I think it has massive implications in a couple of different areas. Let me be makdim it with a Radak in Sefer Zechariah. We don't quote enough Radaks in Sefer Zechariah. It's quoted in some of the footnotes and some of the editions of Tomer Devorah. There's not my incredibly impressive Bekiyas, in such things. The Navi tells us that when a shepherd comes along, so the ekachli shnei maklos, that there are two different sticks that a shepherd uses. The Radak writes that when the Ribbono Shel Olam is roeh, when the Ribbono Shel Olam guides Klal Yisrael, there are two different sticks that the Ribbono Shel Olam uses. One is called noam, sweetness. That stick is there to nicely guide people, to have a sense of care and compassion, to guide. To me, that a shepherd guides the sheep where to go. It's sweet, it's nice, and it's good. It's very supportive. And there's something else called ul'echan karasi chavalim. Something else which is associated with the world of wounding and destruction, that if the sheep go in the wrong direction, sometimes you have to respond in turn. You have to hit the sheep, apparently, to be able to guide it back. So too, says the Radak, that's how the Ribbono Shel Olam deals with us. B'zman Yisrael shomrim derech Hashem, when we're doing things well, because Baruch Hu guides us b'noam. When we're doing things that are not that well, so then the Ribbono Shel Olam, when we were hishchisu darkam, so then who knows osam al inyan hazeh, so then he responds in a little bit of a more forceful kind of a way. Different kinds of mehalchem. Sometimes this is true in many relationships that are chinuch based. Many relationships that are based in education. There's a balance here sometimes of when to be supportive and nice and encouraging, and when to be a little bit stronger. At first glance, what seems to come out, at least from part of that Radak, is the idea that, so when do you use each hanhaga? If the people you're educating, if the people of Klal Yisrael is in a really good place, so then you want to respond with really warm, with a lot of warmth, a lot of support, a lot of positivity, a lot of reward. If a person's behaving improperly, if a person's behaving in an incorrect way, so in the way that you should respond should be in a much stronger way. It's responded with the stick. You have to get people back in line in that kind of a way. Sedemosh Kravero and Tomer Devorah, I don't think that's always true. Speaking about the midah of lohechzik la'arapo, zem midah acheres. We're talking about a different kind of a midah here. Sha'afilu sha'adam machzik b'cheid, even if a person continues to sin, there are times where the Ribbono Shel Olam says, ein hakadosh baruch hu machzik af. Sometimes Hashem, he stops being angry and being harsh with us when he sees that we're messing up. Via machzik lo la'ar el yivat el kaso. So sometimes va'afilu sha'lo yashav ha'adam. Sometimes even the person hasn't fixed anything yet. The person has not gotten better at all. Nevertheless, the Ribbono Shel Olam sometimes says, okay, I'm done being angry. I'm done being angry. I'm done with this. It doesn't work the same way. Adrab, he's machlish apo, heyosh adayin achet kayim, eno ma'anish. El mitzap merachem ulay yashuvu. He says, you know what? I have a different track. I have a different track. That my other track is if I see that the harsh response is not working, if my anger is not getting people to where it's going to go, so sometimes I need to respond with a degree of love. And sometimes I have to respond with a degree of compassion. This is like in the world of parenting. My wife and I speak about this, you know, often, which is you have a child sometimes, and the child is having a hard time and not behaving in the most ideal way. So as a parent, you sort of have two different potential reactions. One reaction is, you got to shape up. There's a real problem here, real accountability, really being able to sort of guide, using that stick, not literally using that stick, but figuratively, speaking in a harsher kind of a way to get the kid back in line. And there are sometimes where it becomes clear that a child is struggling and a harsher response is not at all the answer. Your kid's having a hard time with something. He's acting out a little bit. And sometimes what your kid needs is a little more, you know, Ava, or Ahava, a little bit more love, maybe even the Gunim, who knows, needs a little bit more going on in order to be able to get that kid, you know, to be back. So maybe it's not you're misbehaving so much, or here's the response, but it's you're misbehaving so much, so here's the need for me at that time. Like, would it be nice if I gave you, you know, a cup of, you know, whatever drink you really, really like? It's nice if I gave you the following. It's nice if we go outside and we have a catch. It's nice if we do this, which is, it looks odd from the outside. Because it looks like you're responding to bad behavior by with more positivity. And in a certain sense, in the world of psychology, there's even a risk of this. The risk is that if your kid knows that they misbehave, suddenly then you can find the time to be able to do that which you wouldn't have time to do otherwise. That suddenly if they misbehave, you're going to give them the treat that they wanted that you were going to say no to. So what's the kid going to do next time? He's only going to misbehave again. So you have to balance it properly between knowing when to respond with one, but also knowing that there are times where Ava is the thing which you have to be able to do, to sort of stop invoking that. In that sense, these two sticks that the Radak describes based on the Navi and Zechariah are not two different sticks that one is when it's bad and one is when it's good. Point out Moshe Crivero, even in the world of bad, there are times you have to say the anger helps and times where the anger doesn't help that much. And there's a time where there's a need for like a massive shift even in the way that you behave, in the way that you go. With Dessler in Chelek Gimel of Michtav Melio, it's also quoted by a bunch, points this out in an intriguing way. It's a letter in the back of Chelek Gimel, page 351, called Lohechzik Larapo. That's this mida, that not to stay angry for so long. It's talking to a person. Dessler, you know, apologizes he can't be as helpful as he would like, but he quotes the Sefer Tomer Dvorah here, and he says, look at what the Tomer Dvorah says. L'chor, Hashem Yisbarach Gozer Yisurin. The reason why Hashem Yisbarach Gozer Yisurin is because we messed up, and now we have to do tshuva. And if you don't do tshuva, you have no more help. But apparently, points out of Moshe Cordovero, that's not true. In Tomer Dvorah, Aval Yesh Odeitza. Dehainu Hashem Yisbarach Pitom Misnaig Berachim Gedolim Lemalo Michol Hashara. Sometimes you shift and you say, you know what? I'm not going to respond harshly. I'm going to have to just give enormous rachamim. And what's the point of that enormous rachamim? Because sometimes if I didn't get the message through the harsh response, which in many ways I'm maybe more deserving of, the response that I will be able to get and the message that I will be able to get is, wow, I'm someone who's deserving of something better. And look what the Ribbono Shel Olam can provide for me. And if the Ribbono Shel Olam can provide that for me, so I should behave in a better way. I can improve the quality of my actions. I can alter the kind of character that I'm trying to cultivate. I can do all of that as a result of, I see the enormous rachamim which takes place. Rav Dessler Dafka uses that in a historical sense. That's why this piece, I think, is a little bit famous in talking about the building of the State of Israel post-Holocaust. So Rav Dessler says, Masha anu bo achshav be'eretz hakdosha, that what we're seeing right now in Eretz Yisrael, Kasha lahagdiro ke'esis chalta de geula. I'm not going all of Tzvi Yehuda on you. I'm not talking about a chalta de geula at all. Aval, maybe it's not chalta de geula. I got it. Fine. Aval kolpanim chasadim gedolim in a katze el katze heim. Mikteha yisurin shel chorban sheshes alfei alafim me'achenu. It's from a Holocaust of 6 million, says Rav Dessler. El ktes sheni. And now we're his yashva shimanu b'medina. So be'eretz hakdosha, now we're there. U'mizet sarach lumor l'kvo amunas amuna b'leiv. Woe is the person who can be somewhere and not be able to identify it. What I love about Rav Dessler in this context has nothing to do with the Hashkafic relationship to the State of Israel. It's not my issue right now. What Rav Dessler does, which I think is so beautiful and so important, Rav Moshe Cordovero describes a hanhaga. The Ribbono Shel Olam responds harshly sometimes, and then sometimes he responds with chasadim gedolim. It requires enormous wisdom to be able to see that that is happening in your life, and to be able to see that that is happening in the unfolding of history in front of you. In order to be able to say, whoa, this is what seems to be happening. It seems like there was a Holocaust, and then there's a building, and suddenly we're in Eretz Yisrael, and it's flourishing in Eretz Yisrael. So that shift, so many people can live through that shift, and they could not see it the same way. They could be what Dessler says is sumahu miliros davar mukshik. They can. It's tangible, but they could be blind in recognizing that. As a result, it's like the worst possible thing. You have the best teacher in the world who's doing such great things, and he's trying and this, and he's trying that, and the kid is there in the back of the room. He's just on his phone the entire time. He's just in a different planet entirely. It's under his desk. So it's like every teacher in the world knows when a kid's on his phone under the desk. I don't even know why anyone thinks that they've ever hit it. It's the clearest thing in the world. Ever in front of a room, identify. You're in front of a room, you can identify every person in the room that's on their computer taking those, on their computer not taking those. It's the clearest thing. It's like this, like Shatta Dishmaya prophetic gift that you have to know these things, at least in my particular experience. But he's totally, totally out. He's not listening at all. So all the things that are being done doesn't really matter. doesn't really matter. So the Yisurin are not viewed in one way, and the Chesed's not viewed in one way. Like, it just is. It just is. Rav Aaron Kahn, Shlita, one of the great Talmidim of Salvechik, an absolute giant of a Talmud Chacham, a Rav of a very important shul in Brooklyn. So Rav Kahn once pointed out, I thought it was really intriguing, how in the tkufa of COVID, so in the first like couple of weeks, people were quoting the Rambam Hilchos Taanios, the need to do tshuva. There's a tzara here, we have to do tshuva. And he was talking, I think it was before Yamim Noraim. And there were still bad things happening, and it still wasn't all smooth. And Rav Kahn was like, I don't understand. No one's quoted that Rambam in months. Like, I haven't heard that Rambam again. And it's like, maybe the Ribbono Shel Olam is giving a shtickle message. And maybe that message needs to be able to be... But if you're not listening to the message, so it doesn't do anything. It doesn't do anything. Because Baruch Hu has two ways of interacting. There's a way of din and a way of rachamim. There's a stick of noam and a stick of chava. But it only works if you're b'nyanim. It only works if you're there. Otherwise not so much. Otherwise you lose an enormous amount. That's the way the Ribbono Shel Olam interacts with us. But the goal of Talmud Dvorah is to discuss how that also impacts us. So do with my friends. I have a friend, and he's messing up. And it makes sense for me to say to him, like, what are you doing? You're struggling. What is happening? Why aren't you being better? What exactly is going on? And sometimes I see that the more that I'm marbe my tochacha, it's not working so much. And sometimes in those moments, the right response is not, let me just be harsher. The right response has to be ava, because harsher doesn't always work. Harsher isn't always what people are looking for. I think about this all the time. I was speaking to Rebbe about this a while ago on a different yeshiva. Like the phenomenon of a guy sometimes, a guy is shana bet. So you have this reality where, I think about this with a couple of you, you have this reality, like, let's say it's in a yeshiva, and in every yeshiva, not every guy makes it shach, exactly at 7:30 on time. It's happened in certain yeshivas, maybe even in ours. And you have people that, and a guy says like, to Rebbe, like, you got to give a shmooze about this. You got to give a shmooze about it. We got to really deal with it. There's an importance to give. There's value in giving a shmooze about that. It's also really important to know that shmooze will not work for that many people, because not everyone functions based on that stick of chavala. It's not always what works. It often works, and you have to have that stick in your arsenal. You got to be able to say sometimes, like, what's going on, like, you know, and say whatever you would say in that particular context. But sometimes what will move a person is not the stick. Not the stick of, but the stick of Noam, the stick of sweetness. And the stick of sweetness, so that's something with something to help. It's different people in different ways. That the Mida of Ava is something which works. Again, it doesn't mean there's no place for Musar at all. It doesn't mean there's no place to be strong sometimes. But it means that's not always the answer. That is two very, very famous marmakomos. That's a Chazon Ish in Yoredeya and Siman Beis, Kayadua, where the Chazon Ish writes that nowadays some of the harsh things Chazal speak about how you interact with non-religious Jews is not true the same way, but rather aleinu lahachzirim, the way we bring them back is biavod sa'ava ulamidim bekeren ora b'mashadenu magas, to bring back in with love, to bring back with ahava. That's what's going to bring the harsh response. It's not going to bring people back the same way. Ahava is going to bring a lot more people back. And the famous Torah that they quote from the Baal Shem Tov, originally I believe in the name of Medrash Pinchas or Pinchas Karitzer, that they quote there, when there was a person whose son went out and became a real heretic. So Kayadua, the Baal Shem response, and the father said, what do I do right now with my son? So the answer was, in three words, he said in Yiddish, love him more. Love him more. That at that point in time, the mida of pushing off, the ava works so much better. It works so much better. It doesn't mean it never works with a little bit of harshness, but the ava really is what works a lot better. I have a roommate that's struggling in this. I have a chavrusa struggling in that. So sometimes what's going to work more than just like, just give it to him straight. Just give me the musr, you know, or whatever they call it, fire musr, whatever it's called in different places. You know, instead of giving me that, like, maybe give him like love and care and concern. That's also a midah of Ribbono Shel Olam. I go back to what I said originally. When you use one and when you use the other is immensely challenging to figure out. No one argues it's the pure ava at all times. You can never say to someone like, that's really not so appropriate. And no one argues that pure sort of the Muslim kind of with no ava is going to work at all. They're both there. Ava and yira are two mitzvot of Ribbono Shel Olam. The Rambam Dafka integrates them together in a very unique way. Ava and Yira, they all come together. They're both mitzvot tamidios. We have them all the time at the same time, Ava and Yira. But learning how to have that, they're both tools in your arsenal. And in order to be like Ribono Shel Olam, quote unquote, we have to be deliberate about when we use different tools. When does it make sense to be a little bit stronger? And when does it make sense to bring in more love? There are certainly many that would argue in our generation you require a little bit more Ahava. There are certainly those that require our generation has overdosed on Ahava and can use a little bit of straight talk, you know, also. I'm not taking sides on that. Both of those are skills, and the most important thing is to be deliberate. When a person's not deliberate, or a person doesn't have both of those skills. Sometimes a guy in relationships, he's so non-confrontational, all he's willing to ever do is Ahava. He's never taken my chavrusa. By the way, you should know, when you spill your coffee on me every single day, like, it does bother me a little bit. You know, he's so, or when he said to your roommate, by the way, you should know, when you play really loud music at 3 o'clock in the morning, it's a little bit inconvenient. And some people, it's all about Ahava. Let me just give him more love. Wow, do I love, you're an amazing. No, love that, you have to be able to have confrontation. And when you respond out of anger and not out of a deliberate choice, chinuch-wise, you also end up being in a very, very tricky spot. It's about having both tools and using both tools well, and those are both midos of Hashem. So we saw three things today. Ramak in terms of Dvorah, there are two midos of Hashem. When a person messes up, sometimes we're harsh, and sometimes you respond with rachamim. The yisod from Rav Dessler, there are times where it exists, we have to not be blind to recognize that that's what's taking place. The person gives you a bracha, maybe it's because now you can recognize Hashem this way. It's about being wise about it. And three, in our own lives, to have the skill of knowing when to be direct, but also that chazanish, and that Baal Shem, and that idea of Ahava, and being deliberate about the way that we use them. You know, we say, again, in the Baal Musar, Tomer Dvorah is the Shulchan Aruch of Midos. And part of the Shulchan Aruch of Midos, the challenge why there's no literal Shulchan Aruch of Midos, is because it's so case-specific. It's so subtle. When is something like this, and when is something like that? It's hard to be magdir and halachic sefer, like, when do I use this midah or that midah? But it has to be a choice, and to cultivate both capacities, and to sort of figure things out a little bit, is certainly something which is enormously, enormously valuable. Have a wonderful rest of your day.